This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. High-speed internet service is like water in a pipe. And some parts of the Roaring Fork Valley, internet speeds are more of a slow drip than a steady flow. Pitkin County is working to change that. Kristen Kay reports that today, a new high-speed internet service becomes available in some harder-to-reach places.
Pitkin County has made improvements to mountaintop towers from Aspen to Glenwood Springs. That's allowing two new internet providers, Pathfinder and Visionary Broadband, to connect to users in the region who may have had few or even no internet options until now. Project manager Kara Silbernagle says having two internet providers means more water in that broadband pipe, with the added benefit of one competing with the other to gain clients. The new internet service is available to people in the Crystal River Valley and areas of Old Snowmass and Elgibel. Residents can reach out to the providers directly to sign up. Pitkin County is hoping to connect other remote areas, like the Upper Frying Pan, by this winter. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
More than 20 new state laws take effect today, including one banning the use of e-cigarettes and vaping products in most public places. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Vaping regulations are now more in line with existing laws on cigarettes, meaning they can't be used in bars and restaurants. They're also banned within 25 feet of entrances to public buildings. Lawmakers who pushed for the changes say it will deter young people from vaping and protect the public from cancer-causing chemicals. Other laws include giving local governments more power to tax and regulate nicotine products and restoring voting rights to felons on parole. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado Democrats, including Governor Jared Polis, celebrated the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Thursday to place on hold Trump administration plans to create a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Polis and lawmakers say the decision will help ensure a population count that delivers the fast-growing state its fair share of federal funding over the next decade. The governor says that a citizenship question would deter thousands of Colorado residents, including households with non-citizens and Hispanics, from participating. The Democrat-led legislature this year allocated $6 million to encourage census participation among hard-to-reach communities, including minorities, the elderly, and the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes. Most Republicans opposed the effort, but GOP Senator Kevin Priola of Adams County co-sponsored the legislation. This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.